So past the old fairy village our heroes hurried, and through the enchanted forest they then scurried, until snow and the host stopped in a familiar place, a small opening where they decided to make a base. From here the host would keep watch for the evil queen, where Snow would try her hardest to sneak unseen to her home, her wonderful little radio shack, where through a single message she'd launch her attack, and from the evil queen gain her life back.
Oh, I hope those radio hosts stay steadfast and smart. While I know they're all pure at heart, I just don't think they're prepared for the Queen's manipulation. But in the end, I know we'll come out on top of this horrific situation. Ah, finally! I may have only been away for a day, but it feels too long since I visited my little radio home. Hopefully my key still fits, or I'll be left alone to roam the kingdom with my fate still unknown. Huzzah! I'm in! Now all I need to do is tap into the server and send my message out kingdom-wide, so the Queen will no longer be able to hide behind her beauty and charm. All the harm she's caused will be clear to see, and hopefully that will stop her from destroying me. But then she might come back for even greater revenge. But hopefully my father, seeing through her facade, it won't be too hard to have her caught or brought to a fitting end of sorts. Now what do I want my message to be? How harsh do I want to seem? Do I tell the truth or soften the blow? Oh, I don't know. I'm struggling here. I need to clear my head. Take a break. Have a nice cold beer.
Will cider do?
Whoa. Who are you? And where did you come from?
Oh, don't mind me, dearie. I'm just the radio station's cleaner.
Cleaner? I'm sure I don't have a cleaner.
Well, how do you think this place remains spotless? Do you think the magical cleaning fairies do it?
Oh, wait. Actually, that's the point. I think they do. They must clean up during the nightly programming. But that doesn't explain what you're doing here, because you don't look much like a fairy. I mean, you don't even have wings.
Oh, no, of course I'm not a fairy, dearie. But they sent me here because it's the annual fairy ball tonight, and they couldn't make it. I guess they wanted to make sure the studio was shipshape for you tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, I don't really know enough about annual fairy calendar events to dispute your claim. But why the cider?
Oh, you know how it is. Times are tough. We all need something a little bitter and a little sweet to keep us sharp and on our feet, to get us through the day. Why don't you try a half? What's the worst that could happen?
Well, I don't know. I'm just about to start a very important broadcast, and I don't want a cloudy head.
Oh, dearie, don't be silly. Only the cider will be cloudy. Your head will remain clear, and you'll hopefully be blessed with a little bit of liquid courage.
I don't think that I should.
Oh, go on, it's all natural, with apples freshly picked from my garden. And, of course, it's absolutely delicious.
Well, I guess just half a pint won't do much harm, and it will quench my thirst from all that sneaking around. Oh, I'm feeling woozy already. Is this a high alcohol content or... Has it been sitting in a barrel for a long time? I think I'm just going to take a little nap.
Oh, poor Snow White can't handle her alcohol. Or maybe she just can't handle her poison. I guess we'll never know now. And it's such a shame that you never got to get your little message out into the world. I wonder how it would have gone. Oh, boo-hoo! The Queen is bullying me. She tried to kill me. She's such a meanie. Oh, woe is me. Like anybody would have believed you. Still, now you're lying here helpless, dead for 1,000 years. And with you died your radio station, allowing my radio station to be the best in the land.
Snow, you there? The message hasn't come through your radio yet. And meet some of those hosts.
We're getting worried.
And that's my cue to stop monologuing and make my exit. To be honest, I didn't think Snow White's seven buffoons would catch on so quickly.
Snow White, where are you?
Look, there, on the floor.
Is she okay?
I don't think so. I think she's dead.
Remember, cheesy people who are alive have a pulse and breathe.
No, really, this time, she's not breathing.
How could this happen? She was fine when she left us.
Look, a glass of... What is that, cider? Unless the station doubles up as a brewery, I'd say this is out of place. It doesn't smell like any normal cider. It smells very weird and, well, a bit funky.
It smells like me.
No, I mean, it sort of smells cheesy.
So what you're saying is that it smells like me?
Bad. I mean, it smells bad.
Artie's right. I think our princess has been poisoned.
Wait, does that mean we've lost the game?
Sporty, someone's just lost their life. Now, not the time to be focusing on your competitive streak.
No, he's right. Without Snow, our message will just get lost in translation, and the Queen will just get more evil under the sun.
And then the entire kingdom will be lost.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness that I put out. Stayed up with you all night. And I know how to stay alive.
How you doing, boys and girls? I said, how are you doing, boys and girls?
Boo.
Okay, I deserve that. Well, I'm feeling a little bit bad about my part in killing Snow White. She seemed like a nice enough girl. I mean, at least she knew my name. That's more than can be said about the Queen. Why do I feel like this? It feels like there's worms crawling in my stomach and a spider biting my neck. Is this what guilt feels like? Or do I need to book a trip to the doctor's? Like I'd get an appointment within the next month anyway. Oh, I do feel so much pity for Snow White being killed because of her radio show. A radio show that I'd readily admit is far superior to the Queen's. Although, I wouldn't let her hear me say that. Now, what am I going to listen to on my weekly horse rides to Prick Cottage? And mead from the local farm store. What's this? Are the radio hosts having a funeral for Snow White? Bit quick off the mark, if you ask me. Are putting her in a glass coffin too? That's definitely odd behaviour. You know, I'm hoping this awkward, out-of-place dialogue is enough for you listeners to grasp what's going on visually. Use your imagination and what's not. Anyway, as I was saying...
Wait! Quiet, everyone! There's someone behind the trees!
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, it's the Queen's sidekick. He was always lurking around the Royal Radio Station.
What's he doing here? Spying for the Queen?
Oh, no, I was just strolling through. You know, the trees are just so lovely this time of year. All with the lack of leaves and dead branches.
I don't believe him. I bet he's here just to make sure that Snow White's dead. Or maybe kill us some more.
Well, no, actually. You see, Snow White isn't actually technically dead yet.
Ah, so you come to kill her some more?
Wait, what? What do you mean she's not technically dead?
Yeah, she is. She wasn't breathing. I checked. Unless it's some other sign of death I missed. Like, does she need to float in the air or something to be classed as death? I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
She's definitely dead. I, someone who has more than half a brain, checked it.
Oh, yes, but you forgot one thing.
What?
You're in a fairy tale, and it's basically impossible to kill off your heroine.
Huh?
What I mean is Snow White is in a sort of magical dreamlike state. So you probably have until, I'd say, midnight. Yeah, that sounds right. To wake her up, or else she'll be asleep forever.
And why should we believe you? You were cozying up to the Queen only, a few hours ago?
Let's just say I had a change of heart. I wanted to join the side of the heroes, do something good once in my life.
I'm just not buying it.
Nope.
Me neither.
Okay, fine. I've been watching some self-affirmation YouTube videos and realised the Queen doesn't treat me right. And I just found out that the Queen has been taking money out of mine and my fellow henchman's pension pot. And let's just say, helping you lot is the best way for me to get my revenge.
Oh, the Queen really is evil.
Okay then, what if I say we believe you? How do we wake up Snow before midnight? We've tried smelling salts, shaking her... Well, I mean, that's all we've tried so far, but we'd still like some suggestions.
Well, we can start with True Love's Kiss. That always seems to work. Does she have someone that can do that?
Not that we know of, although... Well, we've only known her for a day or so, so...
Wait, let me see something. Oh, no, this isn't good.
What?
This stupid scriptwriter forgot to write a part for the prince. He hasn't even been introduced yet. I mean... Where do they find these people? They have no understanding of classic pantomime narrative structure.
So what does that mean?
We have to find another solution.
Any suggestions?
Who, me? No, I'm not an ideas man. I much prefer being bossed around. That's why I work so well under the Queen all these years.
Maybe a certain type of music will wake her. We could call the Blues Brothers or the Music Man.
That's actually a good shout. What with her connection to the radio, music may have the power to wake her up.
So what kind of music do you think will do the job?
Does it have to be something she likes? Not that we know what music she likes.
Or does it have to be, or have a certain beat, like one that can really tap into her brain cells?
No, I think we should just play Sweet Caroline. No one can resist that song.
Not everyone's football mad like you, Sporty.
It's a classic, because you might be a fan of Neil Diamond, you never know.
Well, let's face it, there's billions of songs to choose from and none of us have any idea where to start.
Maybe we try a different approach. What about coffee? I know that always helps wake me up in the mornings.
Wait, that's it. I think I've got it. Perfect way to pick up Snow in a way that's connected to her love for radio.
What is it?
I just need to make a call. Hi, Darren, it's me. Can you do the thing? Oh, you can. Yes, right now. Thank you.
This is Darren. It's 7 a.m. and you're listening to The Morning Show on Royal Radio. It's time to rise and shine and face the day.
Oh, just 5 more minutes. Wait, where's the snooze button?
Aussie, you did it. She's awake.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa. Snow, fingers numb, faces aglow, it's crazy. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire, gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Snow White now fully revived, the host outlined how she survived, telling her of the Queen's poisonous plot and how she had left her there to rot, how Sid came along to save the day and how after some time they found a way to save her. Upon hearing this, Snow White became quite irate, now knowing the Queen must meet her fate. To save her own life, she hatched a new scheme, one that would bring an end to the Queen's regime and secure the jobs and lives of both her and her team.
Here we are at the Royal Radio Station. Those gold doorknobs and diamond-encrusted signage are new. Now I know where my pension fund has disappeared to.
Now it's time to take down the Queen in the sweetest of ways by broadcasting our announcement through her own airwaves.
Well, I'd hurry. The Queen gets back from bad guy bingo at 8.
Then we really have no time to wait.
I don't think the Queen remembers giving me this, you know. But anyway, here's a little diamond-encrusted key to the studio. So, little Snow White, are you ready?
To be honest, I'm feeling quite unsteady.
Don't worry, Snow, we've got your back.
Yeah, this time we'll keep you on track.
We'll make sure your message goes through.
We've all got complete faith in you!
Snow! Snow! Snow!
With newfound confidence, Snow took the mic, and with her message, she launched her strike.
Hello, Royal Radio listeners. It's Snow White, coming to you live from the Royal Radio Studios. Now, my voice might be unfamiliar to you, or it might be recognisable if you listen to Fairy Tale FM. But yes, I'm not your usual host. In fact, this station doesn't have any usual hosts after the Queen fired them all to cut corners. So, if you're wondering why you haven't heard anything about the arts or sport or heard any variation in music over the past few months, it's because the Queen fired all of her hosts without a moment's notice. And you may be asking why I, Princess Snow White, am telling you all this. Well, it's because the Queen also tried to have me killed because she didn't like her radio station having competition. Seems a pretty petty reason to kill someone, right? Well, not according to the Queen of this wonderful kingdom.
What is this?
I'm sorry, Snow. We couldn't hold her off.
I leave to enjoy a spot of bingo with the Wicked Witch of the West and my good friend Rumpelstiltskin, who are all lovely, presented people, by the way, and come back to treachery and betrayal. My own Sid Kick and my own radio hosts throwing me under a bus for some pampered little brat. And for what? No one will believe your little message. I'm the wondrous and beautiful Queen, and you're a little freak who knows a little too much about music.
So what now? I'm not going to stop telling the truth until someone believes me. Until you're no longer a threat to me and my friends.
Oh, how noble and courageous. Should we all give little Snow White a little cheer?
Woo! Woo!
That was a rhetorical question. Still, none of that will matter unless your father, the king, believes you. And that won't happen. He adores me, practically worships me. I'm his everything, and you're just the last remnant of his broken past.
You'll be surprised the attachment some have to their past. My father will believe me once I talk to him face to face, when he sees the tears in my eyes and the truth in my voice.
Well, then I'll just have to make sure you don't get that chance. What weapon should I use this time, knife or mace? I need to make sure your death is more permanent this time round. What's so funny?
Oh, I just thought that someone who was so proud of her radio station, someone who built it up from the ground upwards, would notice if she was live on air with the mic on.
What? I'm sure I would have noticed.
Perhaps you got distracted by your monologue. I know that's a habit of yours.
Ah, well, I think we conducted an excellent piece of fictional radio drama, Snow White. I'm sure we got the listeners fooled. Because, of course, everything that we said here was untrue, fake, make-believe.
There's no squirming your way out of this one. You've been caught out on your act, and now the whole kingdom knows just how cruel you truly are. And I'm sure my father will be on his way with the guards any minute.
Okay, fine. I've been caught. What are you going to do? Kill me? Oh, no, wait. Your father got rid of capital punishment for some reason. He was always taking the joy out of my life.
I guess we'll just have to throw you in prison.
Ah, how medieval. Still, I've had worse. Sitting in a dark, drab dungeon may actually be an improvement to sitting with your father watching Gogglebox every evening.
Oh, wait. You're not going in the dungeons under the castle. No, no, no. I think we'll be putting you to work at the Fairy Village dungeons instead, where you'll get to play a different character with a quirky accent every day, showing the plethora of tourists within our land the rich history of crime and punishment within our kingdom. And I'm sure there'll be a bunch of fun costumes to wear too.
No, you can't send me to the fairy dungeons. You know how I feel about tourists and small talk and character acting. And, oh, God, no, the theatre students straight out of college. Snow White, you can't do this to me. You can't put me with a bunch of theatre kids. You just can't. This is the cruelest punishment possible. And you have the cheek to call me the evil one.
Well, at least you'll get a 20% discount in the gift shop. Oh, look, here are the guards now. Well, enjoy your shift. You start bright and early tomorrow. Oh, and I hear there's a hen party booked in.
No!
Well, that was all rather dramatic.
But it looks like we did it!
Hooray!
I can't believe we won, after all those years of heartbreak.
But what do we do now? Without the Queen's and her funds, the Queen's radio, a Royal Radio Station surely can't stand.
Well, maybe I can lend a helping hand. I've been struggling to keep Fairy Tale FM afloat, with me being the only host. An extra radio show host, or seven, is really what I need the most.
So you've got a spot for all of us on your show?
Of course. You'll all help the station grow. I have a spot for art and sports, for different music and all sorts. So don't fret. Your job's safe with me. And hopefully we'll be one big family.
This is amazing! Incredible! We should celebrate. Have a ball!
It's a wonderful life after all.
I'm just so excited to work with you on the show.
Just know we'll never be cold towards you, Snow. There's not one bad apple, or should I say poisonous, apple between us.
Cheesy!
Cheesy!
Oh, what? That was good!
Sid, what's wrong?
Oh, I guess I'll be off then. I mean, unless you want me thrown in a dungeon too.
Of course not. After all, in the end, you really came through. In fact, I might actually have a job for you. If my show's expanding, I might need a PA.
Be your assistant? No way. That's just a fancy term for sidekick.
What if I offer you more pay and promise to protect your pension if you stay?
Well, you're really persistent.
Well, I want you to be my assistant.
Fine, but on one condition. I want my own programme in your transmission.
Sure. What's your vision?
So, each week I plan to go into extreme depth about certain torture methods of the most villainous member of our kingdom. How the gingerbread witch force-fed two small children and stuffed the boy in the oven until he could almost feel his skin bubbling. Or the time there was a gruesome attack on a maid by several blackbirds who escaped from a disturbing death in a pie. I believe they tore her nose straight off like something from a Hitchcock movie. You know, I just have a deep interest in the real-life horrors of society. All that blood and gore, all that tragedy, it's just so, well, so entertaining.
Oh, so it'll be like a true crime podcast?
Exactly.
Then I'm happy to have you as part of the team.
It's all's well that ends well, it seems.
So after a long and arduous plight, Snow proved her strength and might, and brought balance to the land, with the radio hosts lending her a hand. Fairytale FM soon reached a new height, and was listened to each King, Fairy and Knight. So a happy ending it was for Snow White. As for Sid, a bright retirement was safely in sight. Now all that's left to say is...
Goodbye and good night!
And
I saw her face.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Yay! Thank you very much, everybody. That is a wrap on our first ever Christmas panto. Thank you all so much. We've had some comments coming in. Spencer, what have you had?
Yeah, I've had. Julie said it was wicked, really good. Derek, who's one of the regular listeners on my Saturday show, said really enjoyed that. So congratulations to the whole team. And Louise said, loved it. It went really quick. It was a real festive afternoon.
Oh, and we've got long distance listener from Northumberland. Oh, well done, everyone. Particularly enjoyed Screechy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I think that one, Kev kept that one to himself, didn't you? So that took us all by surprise. That was brilliant. So thank you so much, Cass. Reflections on that. How did you feel that went? Did you enjoy doing that? Anybody want to shout out anything?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was nice to be evil, because I'm usually so nice.
Yes,
so
you do.
I've enjoyed being evil.
I've seen you in a few things, Catherine, but so doing something evil, was that a different...
It was really good fun, yeah. And it was lovely to meet lots of new people as well. There's some people that I already know. But, I'm a bit nervous at the beginning, because we hadn't had a rehearsal. Who'd have guessed that we'd never had a rehearsal?
You'd never have guessed.
But actually, it went really smoothly, I thought. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, here at Phoenix FM, we don't need rehearsals.
No,
we're used to just live. We're just used to doing it. Anyone else got any? Go on.
I found that a bit nerve-wracking, to be honest, because I've acted since my junior school Christmas show in 1981, and that was my first performance. Right on cue, Spencer. Well done. And, it's obviously a few experienced thespians and the like in the room, but that was great fun. Really enjoyed it.
I think there's a real mix of talents in the room, though. Some people who have done something since they were kids, some people have done something recently. Nick, you do quite a lot of this stuff, don't you?
One tries to. A lot of my stuff is like film and TV, so a lot of it. So I'm used to kind of like, oh, I messed that up. Let's go for another take. So this was a bit uncharted territory for me. But you know, it was something that I've thought about doing for a long time. So it's been really good to have a go.
Cool. And Spencer, this is familiar ground for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I've done Pento many times. I've never been the evil person, though.
Oh,
no, never.
You had an evilness to you. I think the kind of the inner interest in all that kind of murder and that kind of stuff was obviously there. But you
just
were
under the surface,
just
there.
bubbling under the surface.
No, yeah, Panto. I love Panto. I think Panto gets a real. It doesn't get the respect it deserves, I don't think, because if you do Panto, sometimes you're doing three shows a day, and they are killers.
Yeah.
They are killers, and you've got to be constantly on it. And yeah, I loved it, and I think next year we'll do this on stage, won't we, Claire?
Oh yeah, so Spencer.
you've heard it here first. She said we would.
When I came in and said to Spencer, "We're doing this pantomime," he said, "Oh, next year we need to take this onto the stage. 5 nights, but this will be." And I'm like, "Oh, let's just try it once on the radio first." But yeah, maybe
we need to do
next year.
After that, it'll be easier.
Yeah, I mean, Brentwood Theatre, if you're listening, we're coming to you next.
We've got a good word.
Any other reflections on Panto or generally Christmas?
It's very difficult. With Panto, you rely a lot on the audience reactions. So when you're telling a joke, you're kind of waiting for the laughter. And when you don't get that with radio, you kind of, was that funny or not? So hopefully cheesy jokes were cheesy enough.
Yeah, you can put canned laughter in, but it's just not the same, is it?
No.
Oh, yeah, massive thanks to Kev for stepping in on driving the desk today. That was a big feat and a big effort.
Teach people to drive.
You teach people to drive in your day job, and then you come here on a Sunday and drive a show. And this is your second show today as well, so big thanks for that. Anyone else from the side? Filmy, you had some of the best. I mean, this is the first Panto that Charlotte's ever written. Panto play for radio, so you know, big shout out to Charlotte. I think we should give her a round of applause, actually. Well done, Charlotte, because I know she's listening. Filmy, you had some great great film references
in there. Films and puns, two of my favourite things. It's only a shame there wasn't any cats in the script.
Oh, that's true. Next time,
two of my favourite things. Tell this one now.
Well, you've got to be screeching.
Sorry, I'm going to be really honest and admit something here. I thought your name was Filmy. And I've been all the way through thinking, now I just get it. I'm really sorry.
It's got really red.
Such a convincing performance. Full method.
Well, I think there's some more for us on the arts programme, because apart from anything else, what I love about this is having I obviously love doing the plays, but I also just love bringing all these people together. And I think the fact that we've had lots of Phoenix people, but also some people from the kind of wider Phoenix family. So me and Natalie love doing this. This is kind of why we do the arts programme on Phoenix FM. So it's kind of, it brings a big chunk of warm hearted glow to the show. We've got some shout outs as well. So if there are people that you want to thank or anybody that you want to talk about this time of year, we've got a couple of shout outs to go to. Anyone else before I come to those two at the end? Anyone else want to do some shout outs?
I think next year you need to go for something with a bigger cast, because I think we have far too much space in here today.
If you go on socials, you would have seen the photograph that we put up of us all squeezing around Studio One. We'll put them on our podcast. And of course, you can listen to this again. How exciting. Once was not enough. You can listen to this endlessly after next week when we podcast it, of course. So please do come back. And I'm hoping that it will also get another airing on New Year's Eve too. Shout outs. Any family, any friends, anybody you want to say Happy Christmas to?
Happy Christmas to my lovely husband Dave and my son Milo, who are listening, and also
hello
to
Dave
Millie.
And Milo.
Hello. Also Millie, who will listen on the podcast. Love you all.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my mum. sorry, no. I'm going to say hi to my husband and my two kids, Lydia and Evie. I hope you are getting those presents wrapped for when I get home so I don't have to do it.
Nick, did you want to do one?
I'm going to say quick happy Christmas to mum, dad, buddies, and my youngest sister, Susie, who is having her first Christmas with twins.
Oh.
Yes. So all the very best to your ever-growing family, Suze.
Good luck, Suze.
I'd like to say happy Christmas to all of my three listeners to my two shows. And I would just like to say... happy Christmas, lads. And I would just like to say that in researching for my part of Mirror, I did not do any phone hacking.
For cheap.
Are we getting to your WhatsApp?
Hi to everyone that knows me. Or doesn't. I only have two listeners... So, Dan's got one more. and we'll catch you all at 6:03.
Yes. So, Nigel is coming up next, obviously. And we didn't have to steal some of his show either. We managed to do it all on time, which is absolutely fantastic. We've got two more things to just tell you about. I'm going to come to Catherine first. You wanted to talk about... Because we brought you in because Lauren, who you work with, had been on the show before, talking about your recent production that was a Brentwood Theatre. And you're part of this kind of group together, aren't you? Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So, the thing I'm going to tell you about is a different group. But, yes, we're all three of us were involved in local girl production, which Lauren's involved in, which is an all-female troupe of actors and singers who did Sometime Soon at Brentwood. The next show that we're doing is from a relatively new company. They're called 149 Productions, and I'm producing a Henry V at the Brentwood Theatre.
Wow.
We're doing it. It's a modern... an
sequel?
Updated...
Yeah, it is, actually.
Henry IV, Part 1 and 2. and Emily's also involved in that production.
And that's going to be...
Technical support.
That's going to be at the Brentwood Theatre in March.
Yes, so that's in the weekend of around the 22nd of March. So please do come and support us. Not as many laughs as this panto, but some laughs. Thank you for that.
And I would like to do a shout out for the Cocoon in Romford. So I work there, and the Cocoon supports care leavers, so young people aged 18 to 25 who have been care experienced and are now on their journey to independent living. So if I could kindly ask if anyone out there would like to donate any Christmas presents, because we will be open on Christmas Day to provide a safe space for young people to enjoy the day. And yeah, so if you'd like to donate any Christmas presents for young adults aged 18 to 25, it would be muchly appreciated, and you can drop them off at the Cocoon, which is 38 Romford High Street. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So a big thank you to our cast. Most of us are in the studio, and a couple of us were recorded. But thank you to Spencer, Natalie, Darren, Lauren, Catherine, Nigel, Claire, Nick, Peter, Emily, John, Kev, Natalie, and Spencer, the booing man. Thank you very much. We will be back on the arts programme in the new year, back to normal, with a whole host of programmes that we're going to pull together for January. Looking forward to doing some more of that kind of wellbeing in January stuff that we do every year.
Do this every week.
What, a panto every week?
Oh, no, you shouldn't.
Oh, no, we are not. Not unless you're going to come in and offer to drive it every week. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening. To all of our listeners and from the whole Phoenix family, have a very Merry Christmas and a restful break to everyone. And we will see you in the new year with loads of reflections on, no doubt, of 2023 and also things that we hope for in 2024. So from everyone here today, wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world,
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Phoenix FM.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas one more.
On the hour across Brentwood.